We are back on Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks thanks for sticking around. I'm assuming and hoping that you did. We're here till 4 o'clock. If there's anything you want to hear, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can send me an email, too. Whatever. We got a couple of shows coming up we should talk about, and maybe some more new music. But first, you know, I want to play this one. We need some CanCon, and man, this is just such a tremendous song. It's you know, in my mind, it's an iconic Winnipeg song. It's just it's one of the best songs to ever come out of this city, I'm sure. And the rest of that list is probably filled mostly with the same songwriter. We'll send this one out to our pals Ian and Keith from the Wintown Marshals, who saw this guy just the other day, and it sounds like Dietmar is going to see him as well, which I know he will absolutely love. It's he's busy touring Europe. It's our old pal John K. Sampson from right here in Winnipeg. We're going to go back though to Left and Leaving for this classic. I never get tired of this one. Hopefully you don't either. It's so good. Here's the week events on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Remembering what it could have been. So night's barricade. No surrender, no defeat. A specter's haunting Albert Street. I am your pamphleteer. I believe
summer swell and read magazines that we know so well. Drift through the days in and out of sleep. When I was young, I thought we'd be out in the world exploring the seas. Now you're on a lake that I barely get to see. Separated by traffic, 1, 2, 3. Separated by a world where nobody talks and no one ever stops to breathe.
I don't know that we need that now. You know, Jim, God, I love Jim. I love him to bits, but I don't know that we needed that at the end. Did we need that? Did anybody feel like, yeah, that was a great way to end that song? No, I don't think they did. It was such a great song, and then that. I mean, it's still a great song. What's my point? I don't know that I have one. That's Breathe, Jim Bryson from his album Somewhere We Will Find Our Place. Now, here's what I need you to do, okay? I'm telling secrets out of school here, but I know for a fact that there is a return date booked for Jim Bryson in Winnipeg in November. I know this. But we haven't quite convinced Jim to actually show up yet. So if you want to see Jim, maybe you should send him a message and say, hey, Jim, I'd love to see you back again this fall. You thinking of coming out? And then maybe he'll actually agree to show up, because that's a thing. Oh, boy. Hello, UMFM. Hello.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jim Bryson's ending to that song just now?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You loved it, eh?
I did.
Good.
And you know what?
What, John? What?
I've already mastered it on my electric guitar.
Are you using your hands, Ron?
No, hands-free.
Oh, God.
Hands-free. Really. I'll send you a picture.
No.
Okay, I won't then. Use
your imagination. No, I don't want to do that either.
Well, then leave me alone.
Okay, I'll stop calling you then.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Jim Bryson, yeah, convince him to come to town in November, because there's a great, listen, this is, if we can get Jim to actually come, it'll be an amazing show. So, you know, drop him a line. Say, hey, Jim, you should come to town. Don't tell him that I told you that there's a show, that there's a gig waiting for him, and that he hasn't agreed to show up yet. Don't tell him that part. Just tell him that you want him to come, and maybe he'll actually come. It'll be a double bill if he comes with another big favorite of ours. Be an awesome show. I just don't know that Jim wants to show up. So you should tell Jim to show up. Well, that's Breathe there. Oh, Ron. John K. Sampson in there before that from the Winter Wheat record. We heard Postdoc Blues, and the Weaker Thans in there with Pamphleteer from Left and Leaving. I don't even, you know, I was going to go into something serious, Ron, and now I don't know if I can. Maybe I'll do it later. Okay. You know what I want to, oh, God, not again. Hello, UMFM, hello. Yeah.
What Jim did at the end of the song there?
Yeah.
That's called a lick, isn't it?
Bye, Ron. That's your mic drop. Yeah, see, there you go. That's yes, yeah. Yes, I think it is. Here, I'm going to play this song. Yeah, sure, let's do this. Coming up on Friday here in Winnipeg is a show that Ron's not going to be opening, I promise. At the Sunset, I'm just kidding, Ron. At the Sunset Saloon, it's the return of our old pal Dylan Ireland. He used to call himself Express and Company, and we'll play some Express and Company. He's got a brand new record coming out. We'll play a song off that, and he's going to be joined this time by a young lady named Kayla Howren, who has a terrific record, which is produced by Colin Cripps. Maybe we'll even play some Colin Cripps. He's not going to be here. But this guy is. Dylan Ireland playing Friday at the Sunset Saloon. You should check it out. Telltheband2gohome.com, or you can search it up on Facebook. We would love to have some more people in attendance. It'll be good. Here's a song from that brand new record called Silver Screen. Tell the Band to Go Home.
Been a little nicer. My second wife. inside your head just might mean you're not dead to me. We'll be living on the silver screen. We'll be right back.
trying to get a hold on to something I hardly recall. And you told me that you didn't have the time. You were looking straight through me. I was wondering what went.
Thank you. standing right in front of me. Now your lips meet, but they don't sound the same.
in the same prison. And I sit down beside her on that stool. What's that you say? I guess you're right. It's nothing to me.
From the album Pure Diamond Gold, way back in 1999, it was a whole other millennium, I guess. That was the Sadies there, nothing to me. Before that, their pals Blue Rodeo from the album Thousand Arms. We heard Hard to Remember. Heard those songs in the last little while. I thought they were great. I thought I'd share them with you. That's what we do here, we share. Before that, we heard Blue Rodeo member, the dreamy Colin Cripps. Who you may know for his guitar chops, but not so much for his singing and songwriting. He's got a fine record, though, called Stormy Northern Days. We heard a song called Aurora Skies off that. Before that, Express and Company, Out by the Trees, that features Dylan Ireland, who will be in town Friday at the Sunset Saloon. Before Express, we heard a couple from Kayla Hiron's new record, produced by Colin Cripps. It's called Spare Parts. We heard Flowers on Your Grave and the title track, and you can pick up a copy of that on Friday. And I do believe you might even be able to pick up a copy of Dylan's new record. We heard Silver Screen there from him. And looking forward to that one. Great seats still available. Check it out, tellthebandtogohome.com. Stay tuned. Good stuff coming up here on UMFM. Skippy's queued up, ready to go. What's the narrative? I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, still about the radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home will return. Thanks for being here, everybody.